listening to Evil Doings of Evil Witches. I'm your host, Ronnie Shaw, and this is episode number 5. Our topic today is Cooking Spell 1, Chocolate and Tuna Cake to Control the Minds of Those Who Eat It. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Today on Cooking Spell, we're going to be discussing the power of food and how it can be used to control the minds of those who consume it. Specifically, we're going to be talking about a recipe for chocolate and tuna cake that has been rumored to have mind control properties.
Now, before we dive into this recipe, let's be clear. We do not condone using food to manipulate or control others. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. With that being said, let's talk about the origins of this mysterious cake.
The recipe for chocolate and tuna cake has been around for centuries, but its true power was discovered by a group of witches in the 17th century. They found that by adding a specific combination of herbs and spices to the cake, it could be used to influence the thoughts and actions of those who ate it.
Of course, the witches weren't using this cake for evil purposes. Rather, they used it as a tool to persuade others to do good. For example, if they wanted to convince someone to donate to a charity, they would give them a slice of cake and subtly plant the idea in their mind. Nowadays, the recipe for this cake is closely guarded, and only a select few know the exact ingredients and methods to create it. But we've managed to get our hands on a version that comes pretty close to the original. Here's how to make chocolate and tuna cake. Ingredients: 1 can of tuna, drained.
1/2 cup of sugar.
1 cup of flour. 1/2 cup of cocoa powder. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. 2 eggs.
3/4 cup of milk.
1/2 cup of vegetable oil. 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract.
Instructions.
1. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit.
2. In a large mixing bowl, combine the tuna and sugar. Mash the tuna with a fork until it is well mixed with the sugar.
3. In a separate bowl, combine flour, cocoa powder, baking powder, salt, cinnamon and nutmeg. 4. Add the dry ingredients to the tuna mixture and mix well.
5. In a small bowl, beat the eggs and add the milk, vegetable oil, and vanilla extract. Mix well.
6. Add the egg mixture to the tuna mixture and stir until everything is well combined.
7. Pour the batter into a greased 9-inch cake pan and bake for 35 to 40 minutes, or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean.
8. Allow the cake to cool completely before serving. Now, you may be wondering how this cake has the power to control minds. The answer lies in the herbs and spices that are added to the batter. These ingredients have been carefully chosen for their mind-altering properties, and when combined with the other ingredients, create a powerful food spell. Of course, we can't guarantee that your cake will have the same effect as the original recipe. But it's an interesting concept to consider, and it certainly makes for a unique dessert option. In conclusion, cooking can be a magical experience, and this recipe for chocolate and tuna cake is a prime example of that. While we don't condone using food to control others, it's interesting to consider the power that certain ingredients can have over our minds and behaviors. So go forth, experiment with your cooking, and always remember to use your powers for good.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ronnie and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Evil Doings of Evil Witches and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.